morning, we're continuing Chayodim Klal Chavtes, Simen Hay. So he talks about the halacha of the Tefillah of Aneinu, which is said on a Tainis Tzibur. So the Yachid says Aneinu in Shemaya Tefillah. Each person in their own personal Shemon Esrei adds in Aneinu in the Bracha of Shema Kaleinu, Shemaya Tefillah. And he says the bakasha, but he does not add any special final bracha to that. He ends off with the regular bracha of Shema Tefillah. When do you say it? For those who follow the opinion of the Ashkenazim, who follow the opinion of the Ramah, it's only said by Mincha. According to Shulchan Aruch, the person actually says it not only by Mincha, but even by Shacharis, and some say even by Marib as well. But the Chazan, according to everybody, says it in the Chazaras HaShatz, both by Shacharis and by Mincha, because even though a Yochid might not finish the Tainus, whereas by Mincha he's made it through most of the day, he probably is going to finish the Tainus, whereas by Shacharis we don't know if he's going to make it or not. But in the Tzibur, we assume people are going to be being Mesana the whole day, so the Chazan can say it in Shacharis as well. Where does he say it? He does not say it as part of Shema Tefillah. He says it as a separate bracha. So he's going to discuss some of those points about this bracha of Aneinu, which ends off with a chasima. What about if he said he made a mistake and when to say it, etc. So let's see the siman. The Tanasir Hashatz Armor Bein Goyal Yisrael Bein Rafuenu Aneinu. So the correct place to put it is after the bracha of Goyal Yisrael, before the bracha of Rafuenu. So the Gula is the Rosh Hashanah saving us from the different situations that we're in. The refuah, in between, the Rosh Hashanah answers our tefillas. Mesayim ho'ayne be'esara, and the chasima is ho'ayne be'esara, kein tzarech lomar, fima shekosa b'kol b'dishyesh b'sama gimel tevis. So, the Rishonim, based on Kabbalistic sources, etc., pointed out each bracha, how many words it's supposed to have. And the Kolbo, which is one of the Rishonim, points out that the amount of words that the bracha of Aneinu that the Chazan says has to have 63 words. To get that correct, the chasima is Baruch Ata Hashem Ho'eneh Be'esara. Now he's stressing this because he's pointing this out because there is actually a different nusach which some of the Rishonim mentioned, Avodram and others, which is the nusach of the Svarnim. So it adds two more words. We give you the different count and the amount of words. So he's saying the Nusach, and this is the Nusach of Ashkenaz, is Hoyne Beisara. He forgot to say Aneinu, he started Rafuenu. And meanwhile, somebody corrects the Chazans, and he's halfway through the Bracha, so he goes back to Aneinu. He said, he's ready. Is that right at the end of Birchas Rafeinu? Baruch Ata Hashem, Rafeich Le'emo Yisrael. So he said, Baruch Ata. They called him before he says Hashem's name. If before he said the Chasima, he goes back, Omer Aneinu, Bachakak Rafeinu. He goes back and says Rafeinu again. V'imlo Nisker Atshomer Baruch Ata Hashem, Avshalomer Adayin Rafeich Le'e. He has not finished the Baruch yet, but he said Hashem's name already. Oser Lo'emer, he does not go back. So he finishes off the bracha, Rafeich Le'emo Yisrael. He does not go back and say Aneinu. And what does the Chazan do? Elo Yomer Aneinu b'Shemaya Tefillah k'yachid. So he says Aneinu in Shemaya Tefillah as if he would be a private individual who says it not as a separate bracha, but part of Shemaya Tefillah. Now, what is the chasima in that situation? How is he chosen? He's a Chazan. The Tefillah of Aneinu has its own special bracha, Vayne be'Sarah. He's inserting it in Shemaya Tefillah like a Yochid, which does not have its own chasima. V'yavta Baruchat Hashem Shemaya Tefillah. So the Chayyadim Paskin that he just says Shemaya Tefillah, he does not say anything about Ho'ena Be'Sara. Al Yirabba B'Shem Echadim Zolik Magad Rama. The Magad Rama actually says you say both. The chasima is Ho'ena Be'Sara B'Shemaya Tefillah. So that's what the Magad Rama says. You say both points. We don't Paskin like that. Okay. If you forgot it there, so So he says it all the way at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamarech Hazem Yisrael Bashalom, Anenu Hashem Anenu, Biyam Sarim Tani Seinu, Kibbutz Hargadol Anochtu, etc. He puts it all the way at the end. And he, according to the Chayyotim, he actually says at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha'ina Be'Sura. The Mishnah Berurah actually holds that you do not say a chasima in that situation. You would say it all the way at the end without a chasima. Okay. Bimomar Anenu Kadam Re'eno. If he said Anenu too early, he said it before Re'eno Vanenu, as opposed to afterwards. Tzarech Lachzer Lo'im Ra'ach Re'eno. Also Lashanah Saseder Shetiknu Chazal. So there's an order where it's supposed to be said. If he said it out of order, he has to say Re'eno Vanenu, and that Baruch Atah Hashem Goy Yisrael, and then say Anenu again. And is in that situation where he says Anenu the second time. So that the question is, do you say a chasima? Because he already was chosen one time. And if he can't say a chasima, should he say it there? Maybe he should say it in Shemaya Tefillah, like a yochid. So Mishnah Berurah raises the question on that, but the Chayyadim, which the Magen Avraham says, like this Chayyadim, the point of the Chayyadim here is based on the Magen Avraham, that the correct thing to do is to say it again after Reino Banyeno, even with the chasima as well. Have a good day.